One of the emerging mysteries in the U.S. macroeconomy is the growing gap between the number of workers losing their jobs and the number applying for unemployment benefits. One would expect these things to move together. When one loses a job, it is perfectly natural for them to seek out unemployment benefits to bolster their spending power until they are able to secure replacement employment. But here's the thing. While the number of layoffs has been generally stable since 2013, claims for unemployment benefits have continued to decline. During the week ended February 25th, the number of U.S. workers filing for first-time unemployment benefits fell to its lowest level in 44 years. Initial jobless claims that week totaled a bit more than 220,000 nationally, the lowest level since March of 1973. Back then, the U.S. labor force was 44% smaller than it is today, which means that the number of people filing for unemployment benefits has fallen to astonishing lows. As indicated by writer Jeffrey Sparshot, there's something putting downward pressure on unemployment claims. It's just not clear what it is. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.